You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
The calendar year has turned into October. The Purple Project Podcast. Back again, the Daily Edition. Eddie Greer here with you guys once again on the 1st of August. It definitely, well, hopefully feels like actual fall weather. Well, of course, this weekend with weather, of course, impending with possible thunderstorms, rain, but this, at least this morning though, feels like fall, and man, I am hyped up here for other reasons. But this is K-State podcast. Obviously, for those who are new to the podcast, this is all about Kansas State Athletics, the Purple Project Podcast. And before, I'm going to bring back the weekend edition, obviously recap or looking forward to all of what's going to be going on this weekend, a big weekend, which includes the Kansas Hall of Fame inductees will be inducted in between activity against the number 6 ranked Oklahoma Sooners on the football side of things. K-State is going to have their hands full once again this year, like the last two seasons. We'll see what happens on that front. That's Saturday, 2:30 Central Time on Fox, national televised game. K-State has another opportunity to do the unthinkable. We'll see what happens on that front. Meanwhile, last night, the last time I recorded a daily, it was on the soccer team, and man, what a big win last night in Lawrence. K-State knocks out the Kansas Jayhawks in overtime last night in the game last night, 2-1 after both teams scored their early goals in the first half. Nobody scored in the second half, and in the overtime winner there in the game by none other than Kaylee Thornhill knocking down the game winner for Mike DeBene's team and K-State soccer. They needed this one in the worst way possible for them. Their record is back to and even 500, so back and forth we go. But what a huge win on the road last night in the game. Obviously, the start last night was delayed for 85 minutes due to severe weather. This is what we're going to talk about heading into the weekend. Obviously, rain is supposed to be invading central Kansas, so it's going to be especially here in Manhattan, Kansas. So we'll see how that goes. And that really particulates into tomorrow's football game. We'll see how that goes there as well. I'm not going to promise you anything. That's for sure. We're going to see what it flies there. But obviously, 85-minute delay last night. And then a second delay happened 25 minutes later with 3 minutes to go until the break with a large downpour that really swept the city, which resulted in a power outage. On top of that, damn! So a lot went down last night while I was watching the Braves clinch the NL East for the 4th straight year season there. A lot went down in Lawrence last night with this weather. And then, of course, Mike DeBene went on to say he was very proud of his team during all that adversity, including throwing a long weather delay. And on top of that, a second one. Whew, that's really tough, especially if you can get stiff and whatnot, and all of that. And then I'm going to take a page out of the book here real quick. Mike DeBene went on to say some more, quote, "The delays took away a lot of momentum for both sides, but we were able to get back out here and take care of business, and I'm proud of our effort today." And he should be as well. This K-State team coming into this Big 12 match did not score a goal in the first two games. A Big 12 play. What a huge, huge win for the K-State soccer team, 6-6 now on the year. And here's some stats here. Kaylee Thornhill, 3 shots last night, one of them on goal. Of course, that was the game winner in OT last night. Kyler Goins had the other goal early in the first half. She had 3 shots, 2 of them on goal, and of course, one of them went in the net. How about this young lady? Haven't been on the stat sheet for a little bit. Brooklyn Enix had an assist last night. And Jessie Lorne had 2 shots. Both of those went on goal as well. And also a side note here, as we get into the rest of the weekend schedule here in K-State, by the way, 6-6, their next game, next match will be next week against West Virginia at 7 p.m. on the Big 12 Now Network ESPN Plus. Meanwhile, obviously, I'm going to be getting ready here tonight. Rock Creek High School football back on the air on Backroads Broadcasting tonight. Rock Creek started the season 0-2 against inferior opponents, Rossville and Silver Lake. But since then, they've been able to take care of business the last 2 weeks. And again, game 5 will be at the Rock tonight. At the recording of this podcast, it's recording early in the morning. They're going to be taking on the Sabetha Blue Jays, who are 1-3 on the season. So that, if you're interested in that, that's going to be on the Backroads Broadcasting Facebook page. Of course, this is live stream. This is not radio. Of course, this is live stream TV, Facebook page, and Backroads Broadcasting is on the YouTube channel as well. So you can find previous games as well, and where I have received a lot of positive comments, a lot of exciting comments, and including yesterday while I was at work as well. We've received so many positive comments this year, and it is really making it tough for me. Of course, in 2 weeks, I got to go out of town. This was prior to me taking the Rock Creek position as play-by-play for the Mustangs, so I will still process that and see what happens there. But Rock Creek making it look 3 in a row tonight on the high school side against Sabetha later on this evening. Okay, going back to Kate, I just want to throw that in there. So Rock Creek Mustangs, even if you're not a Rock Creek fan or a high school fan, you definitely want to check out coverage. It's been pretty good for the most part. Obviously, the Mustangs are on a roll, looking to continue that roll here tonight in St. George, Kansas, which is 15 to 20 minutes away from where I'm living at. Anyways, actually, this morning, here on October 1st, the cross-country team will be taking part in the Gaines Creek Classic at 9 a.m. Central Time. So, cross-country team getting some love here. They're going to be getting going here with their season already. There's been a lot of cross-country meets. I haven't really followed them at length, to tell you the truth, but it's been a lot. There's been a lot of cross-country stuff been going on, and there's going to be one going on this morning at 9 when this podcast comes out. Hopefully, midday, we already know what happens there. Double dose of Oklahoma tonight. The volleyball team gets down with the team. They're going to be going on the road to Norman, actually, this afternoon, 5 Central Time. Volleyball team, again, we'll have more on them this weekend. We'll dive in a little bit deeper in on them. They're going to be taking on the OU in Norman, while the football team tomorrow afternoon will be taking on the Sooners as K-State looking to do the impossible and to hand Oklahoma a third straight defeat in a third straight year. We'll see what happens there as well. I'll have my keys to the game as well. And while I'm thinking on that note, the weekly podcast will be going. There's going to be a lot of post game reaction stuff going on, so we're going to have that going on Monday as well, and then of course Saturday as well. The men's golf team will be in action with the Rich Harvest Farms intercollegiate meet as well, and then again, so it seems to me, when I'm looking at this schedule right now, with the volleyball team, they're going to be doing the same thing what they did with the Baylor Bears. They're going to be playing two with the Oklahoma Sooners. This one's still in Norman. So they're going to be a two-game series. I believe they're doing the same. I'm going to have to double-check that schedule. I believe they did this with Baylor, and now they're doing this with Oklahoma. This kind of reverted to last year a little bit, but they're going to be playing two. So it's one today, one tomorrow, and the one tomorrow against Oklahoma is going to be at 4 p.m. Central Time, so that's going to be going on while the K-State football team is going to be doing battle with the Sooners and Spencer Rattler and Lincoln Riley and company there as well. So, yeah, there's a mouthful as well. And, of course, the Kansas State Hall of Fame inductees will be officially be inducted this weekend as well. So, a lot's happening here in the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. It's October. Lots going on, and we'll just have to see what happens there. And a lot of anticipation about this K-State football game, and a lot more to come with that, as well as hopefully I'll have my keys to the game go out tomorrow morning as well. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you find your podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Amazon, the Purple Project Podcast. We are officially in October. That's going to wrap it up for this edition, this weekend preview edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer saying thank you for tuning into the podcast tonight, or today, actually, as I get ready to intrigue on a busy day, including tonight's football game as well. Again, lots going on. The volleyball team and football teams taking on Oklahoma cross country, getting going this morning. Men's golf got underway recently, as well as women's golf as well. Bruce Weber speaking to the media as well yesterday as well. A lot of picking pieces going on right now here in Manhattan, Kansas. The Purple Project Podcast off and rolling in the month of October. Go Cats!